When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts, on Android, recommend Spotify, and the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. Throughout the month of August, we are taking ideas directly from our Discord server. Make sure you're on there so that you can influence what we talk about here. Also, you can communicate with Heat fans and us all day and all night long. Link is right here in the description. That's Off the Floor. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network, Prize Picks. I shouldn't have played the Wemby under. Use the code 5. They've got a great new promo there. Again, this is legal in the state of Florida. Again, if you use the code 5, you put down $5, they give you 50 to play right away. No questions asked, no strings attached. Go to prizepicks.com, the Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store. Use the code FIVE. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne.
Yikes.
Illustrious.
Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Check the floor plan. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And pat we trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on Five Reasons Sports. We got Greg Sylvander. You can follow me at Greg Sylvander. Team USA wins the gold medal. And there's always this thing where it's like, are you excited or is it just relief? Right, because they're always going to be favored, even though international competition has improved to the degree that it's improved, and we saw that today. And like, these are narrative building moments, and we're going to talk about some of the players for which narratives were built. But I want to start here, Greg. Eric Spoelstra and Bam Adebayo went out there with a mission accomplished. You had the hug between the two of them at the end. We'll never know exactly how much Eric contributed because obviously Steve Kerr was the front man on all this stuff, but Eric was part of a staff that included Ty Lue and also Mark Few, right? And then, and then Steve Kerr at the top of it. And I thought they did a good job. There was criticism over rotations and matchups. You've got all-stars, MVPs. You got to balance that stuff. Jason Tatum's mom got what she wanted today. Jason Tatum played. Jason Tatum did nothing of note. Kind of like the finals. And it was actually Derek White who sat today. Bam Adebayo, the 10th man in, but played a role. They were struggling before he came in. Embiid was awful today. And Bam came in, and they gained a lead. They were plus 11 early on in his minutes. I know Alex is going to get on me for single game plus minus, but when it fits our agenda, we'll talk about it. He was good. He did Bam things. That's it. And I didn't think he played particularly well in the semifinal game. Played much better in this one. You can see the respect that was earned. And again, when they pulled away before Curry did his magical stuff at the end, when they pulled away earlier in the game, at least gave themselves somewhat of a cushion, which France then ate into, Bam was on the floor with four starters. And for those who don't think he's a top 25 player, I think those questions have been answered by the respect that others on that team showed him consistently throughout this process. And I think he'll come into the season with the wind at his back, as will Spoelstra. It's got to be rejuvenating for him. And now Eric can take about a month to kind of chill. The draft is over with, and then I'll see him in the Bahamas. But basically, let's start with the Heat angle of this. nothing negative to take out of any of it.
No, all positive. The fact that Bam came in and played a role today was huge. And what a moment at the end where you saw Bam draped with the flag, giving Spoelstra a big hug, and them kind of, you know, like they're celebrating, but also you could see that there's some relief involved there, as you mentioned. So all good stuff from Heat angles. And it was just a day of moments like that. That was the overall theme today. Steph Curry came to the rescue with, I think it was three threes in the last 2 minutes. So there was those moments. There's him with the night, you know, doing I got my phone in my hand, that, you know, where he's like, and it's not good for podcast audiences, but I'm I thought it was just great. I thought that LeBron, KD, kind of KD taking, he's probably now the best player that we've ever had in the Olympics. And that's a huge mantle for him to carry now. And I think it's a cool way for him to kind of regain some of what's been muddy otherwise with him changing teams so much and struggling with injuries and stuff like that. Like, this was just a lot of guys, you could tell that they really gave a damn and they cared about getting it done today. And it was cool to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, I think in, you know, Steph being the guy to carry it home is perfect, honestly. LeBron was the best player on this team throughout the tournament. The passing today, again, otherworldly. I just kind of wonder what Pat's thinking when he sees LeBron doing this stuff 10 years later and how many titles they would have won together. It looks to me like Bron can play at a high level for another 3 to 4 years. I think Steph can too, probably at least two or three. And Durant, you know, in the rightful place in the starting lineup today. It all worked out. And again, like I said, the Jason Tatum thing, I think for Heat fans, that was somewhat satisfying. It was a good overall Olympics, but I want to pivot to the other part of this, which is that guy who plays for San Antonio, he's going to be a problem. I mean, we see the talent, the intelligence, the commitment to the game, the work at all that kind of stuff. But then there's something else about having to step up on the biggest stage. He's playing in front of his home country. He's playing against, you know, some of the best players in history. And to have that game against them, like if there's a villain arc, like it may start with this game for him. Like you could see the way that this affected him afterwards.
Yeah.
Wembanyama is going to be incredible. Like I just hope for health. And look, he's in the right organization. Other than Miami, San Antonio's organization, I would pick for him because they will put the right pieces in place around him. They did not last year, but it was transitional. Chris Paul will help him this year, kind of bring the most out of him. But the league's on notice now. The league has 2 years. Like, that's how I view it.
It's a great point.
Right? I mean, once they start to put it around, like I did a podcast with Brady about who's next. I think the answer is obvious. We're looking for something else, whether it's our aunt or – and it could – all of them will be part of it. But – it's not just the talent level or the unicorn nature of Wemby. It's the makeup. That was tremendous. A U.S. player is going to come out of that thing with enormous respect for what he did. By the way, Yabusele probably deserves an NBA contract again. He plays with Real Madrid. He was good in this tournament, but they got pushed. And I think we're going to do an episode tomorrow about we're going to draft U.S. and international teams. And you're going to see where this is going. The top four in the MVP voting were international players this year. And that's where this is headed. And so this may have very well been the end of an era. They'll put good teams together. There'll be players that emerge. But I'm not expecting to see LeBron again. I'm not expecting to see KD again. I'm not expecting to see Steph again.
Exactly.
They deserve to be the ones on the floor at the end to make – and Steph just insane. I mean, I just – those last two games, I mean, the way he started the semifinal, the way he closed the final was tremendous. I want to get your thoughts on some other things here as we come back. I do want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Water Cleanup, WCUFL.com. Michael Robert, his entire team, ready to take care of you from the first leak all the way through the process. Make sure you reach out to them for the preventative maintenance. More than 1,000 five-star reviews on Google, your one-stop water and mold cleanup shop. And it's Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com, based in Boca Raton. Services the entire area. Again, WCUFL.com. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space.
And that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
So we did some stock up, stock down stuff, Alex and I did on the Olympics. And I don't feel like any of it really changed over the last two games.
Agreed.
Right? Like, I mean, is there anybody that you came out of this with a different feeling about than you went into it?
Not really. No, I kind of feel like everybody played up to their expectations, and the guys that you, I mean, maybe there was a part of me that thought Anthony Edwards would be maybe more featured and have a little bit of a bigger offensive role, but he had his moments throughout the tournament. It's just in the gold medal game, it was the vets that kind of took them home. So I feel like everybody had their moments. Bam had his game where he led the team in scoring. So you got to see some of that. If there's anything, it's more validation across the board that you're seeing guys do things that you expect them to do. They put the team together. And obviously the world is catching up, and that single elimination format is no joke. But for me, it was just good to see that a team with a bunch of guys that maybe you thought were a little older and not necessarily maybe were looking at doing something like this, the fact that they all come together and they get it done, and you see them kind of put a exclamation point on this era. I think, you know, it's a cool moment overall. But the world is catching up. Wow.
They are. And, I mean, this game could have gotten away there late also. Let me go through some of the numbers on it. Curry ended up 8 of 13 from 3. 24 points. I thought Devin Booker was really good in this tournament. He's changed my mind about some things, right? Like, his ability to fill a role was impressive. I'm trying to figure out why they went out and got Bradley Beal now, the more I watch this. Like, was that seemed like such an unnecessary move, wasn't it?
Booker has great playmaking chops that he didn't have to necessarily utilize as much. But I agree. If there was a player that I think you're right, you hit the nail on the head that it's Devin Booker is a guy that I think kind of elevated himself, being a starter with those groups, kind of a connective player with all the other vets. That's a good name of players that maybe separated themselves a little bit more from where we expect them to be coming off of the NBA season.
The other guy who jumped out to me, it was Anthony Davis. Not that you don't recognize he's a great player, but I think sometimes they get lost with the Lakers and the street clothes thing and all that. Stayed healthy, 20 minutes today, 4 or 5 from the field. He had a big block, 9 rebounds, 8 points. Clearly Embiid outplayed him in one game.
Yeah.
Honestly, Embiid outplayed him and Bam in one game, which was the last game. Embiid in this one, 11 minutes, 4 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, really no major contribution. Durant, 14-4-4. LeBron, 14-6-10. The easiest play in this entire Olympics was playing LeBron over on assists. Holiday was good off the bench. Edwards only played 9 minutes today. And on the other side, again, Wembanyama, 26-7-2. Just tremendous performance, honestly, overall. So as we go forward here, we've got now a month and a half without any basketball. people are going to pivot to football season. So I'll say this. This is the one question we'll leave people with this as we pivot off of the Olympics. And hopefully the Heat will make Bam available. I would think that they probably would. But let me ask you this. They're going to hang a banner for Bam, right?
They will. Because we're now, absolutely.
This right, is another now, this is his second, right?
You're right.
Timmy's got one. Zoe has one with the Heat. Bosch predated the Heat with his. Dwayne, one with the Heat, I guess.
Do they add like a snipe to the bottom of it when it's multiple ones? He doesn't get I think they might. Banners, does he?
I think they might. I think they might, actually. okay, so, and then who else? Who am I missing? So Zoe, Timmy, and Dwayne, LeBron. That would be it, right?
And Bam.
That would be it.
Yeah.
Do you get one to give one for Spo?
They haven't done the coaches up there, but that, I mean, that is a cool thing. And I will say that, like, from a Heat fan perspective, and the cameras caught it on the live, national broadcast, international broadcast, I should say, of Bam and Spo get, you know, that big hug. It is a good thing to see the Miami Heat involved in some of the stuff on the biggest stage. And so I'm all for as many banners going up as they can get, as they can fit up there. So if they're going to do it for Spo too. That's fine.
Is the Jordan one still up there? The Marino one still up there? I almost don't want to look. But I'll ask this question, and we're gonna leave people with this. A short episode. We'll come back with something longer tomorrow. What do Heat fans have to look forward to over the next 6 weeks?
You want me to answer that?
I want you to answer that.
You're going to have to do a lot of visualizing Bam taking a step, Jimmy being healthy, and Jaime taking a much bigger role going forward. Those are the things to look forward to. I think that it's going to be a long stretch here between the Olympics and training camp, and there's not really any kind of trade winds blowing, so everybody kind of understands that this is the roster that they're going to probably head into the season. But I don't know, maybe unexpected. Who knows what the hell will happen between now and then, but it seems like it is going to be a long stretch here. But if there's anything, you're looking at the guys on the court, and everything you've seen from everyone appears to be like they will come in focused, and you've got a group that's got motivations, whether it's Jimmy playing for money, Bam kind of taking over the team and owning that captain label, or Tyler kind of getting the fragile label taken off of them. So there's lots to think about as it relates to the Heat. But, you know, the excitement is going to come from Jaime's jump. I think that's where the Heat fans should really be placing most of their attention at this point.
Well, and then just a couple other things. I hear Terry Rozier looks great in workouts, so that's a positive right now. And Duncan's back on the court. So, you know, we talk about the back injury. Again, I know the Heat fans are going to say we're trying to sell him on hope with a lot of the same players, but we'll see how the players fit this time around. Expecting the team to go to the Bahamas for training camp in late September. We'll have plenty of coverage coming up until then. Obviously, one thing we're going to do next week, and you guys can hit us up on Twitter with these, or more, we more appreciate on Off the Floor as a subscriber. We're going to do the top 40 players in Heat history. They're not quite at 40 seasons, but 37 is not a nice enough number to use. So we're going to go with the top 40 players in Heat history. We're going to do 5 episodes, break them down, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. And we're going to take your suggestions on this. We may have to educate Brady and Alex on a few of these guys as we
go. They won't know Kevin Edwards?
Bimbo Coles. I don't know. We'll come up with some names that maybe they actually recognize. All right. Again, short episode today. We'll be back tomorrow with something longer. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Ever feel like your blanket just can't keep up with you or the weather? Introducing the all-season Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket. Whether you're at the beach, on a hike, or cozying up around the fire pit, the Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket is your perfect companion. This new hooded blanket is super soft, ultra-portable, and stylish, too. It offers luxury comfort and warmth that goes wherever you go. Get your new Miki Couture Everywhere Blanket today. Available now in stores and online at MikiCouture.com.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.